coming up on episode number 355. Well, I'm back from vacation in Alaska, and on that trip, I decided to change things around a bit. This show is no longer about covers. Well, this episode anyway. Tonight, you're going to hear the original versions of songs that you know better as cover songs. It's Originalville, yep, a staple on the show, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's August 28th, 2007. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, rebranded as Originalville, a show that I've done ever since episode 3 of Coverville. It's kind of been a regular feature. Just in case you're looking, episodes 3, 57, 194, 201, and 291 were all... Oh, 240. Yeah, 241 was an Elvis Presley Originalville. And then 291, all different episodes of Originalville, if you want to go check them out. But in the meantime, listen to this one, won't you? I am back from Alaska and took a week off with a cruise with a family. Had a great time. I won't bore you with the details, but on the blog I will put up a link if you do want to see pictures at some point. Oh, the microphone's sounding a little bit quiet, so I'm going to turn it up just a touch. Okay, a little bit better there. So tonight you're going to hear songs that you know better by other performers. These are original versions where the covers were the popular versions, so it's kind of a flip of the typical Coverville. The songs you're hearing tonight were made famous by groups like Bowling for Soup, Chaka Khan, Melissa Etheridge, and we're going to start things off with a song that is a misunderstood original. There's a lot of people who believe that Prince recorded Nothing Compares to You before Sinead O'Connor did. It's not true, unless you count the fact that he, of course, had to perform it for himself while he was writing it. He didn't release it until later. He actually wrote it for another band, a band called The Family, and they released their version earlier, in the mid-80s, earlier than Sinead O'Connor's version. This is their version, the original version, of Nothing Compares to You, which obviously became a hit for Sinead O'Connor.
It's been 7 hours and 13 days since you took your love away. Oh, 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 oh. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. Oh, 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 oh. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing, can take away this blues. Nothing, nothing. It's been so lonely without you here, like a bird without a song. Oh, 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 oh. Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Tell me, baby, I go wrong. I could put my arms Nothing, nothing. Nothing compares to you.
Chaka Khan, everybody, everybody, Chaka Khan. That is Prince, kind of a Prince set there with I Feel For You, which became a hit for Chaka Khan in the late 80s. The original version there you'll find on Prince's debut, self-titled debut album. And that's Prince doing, I think, all of the vocals and all the keyboard work, multi-track work there. He actually taught himself how to play keyboards, and for his first album, pretty much did most of the instrumentation and, of course, all the vocals. Before that, you heard a song that Prince wrote, but the family released first. The family was made up of a bunch of folks from the Time, after the Time broke up in 1985, including Susanna Melvoin, who's the sister of Wendy, Wendy Melvoin of Wendy and Lisa and New Power Generation fame. Or, I'm sorry, Prince and the Revolution fame. I don't think she was with the New Power Generation. And that is the original version of Nothing Compares to You, which, of course, was a big hit for Sinead O'Connor in 1988, 89, I believe. Yeah, should have had that in front of me, huh? All right, let's go to another one that became, that you definitely know, performed by another artist, probably about 15 years after the original artist released it. This is Ian Hunter. This was a request, a suggestion for Originalville, and I was happy to get it on the show. It's a cover of, I'm sorry, it's the original. See, I get in the habit. It's the original of Once Bitten, Twice Shy, which became a hit for Great White. This goes back all the way to 1975, and it's Ian Hunter here on Coverville. Thank you.
Prozac a day. Husband's a CPA. Her dreams went out the door when she turned 24. Only been with one man. What happened to her plans? She was gonna be an actress. She was gonna be a star. She was gonna shake that ass on the hood of Whitesnake's car. Now her SUV has become the enemy. Looks at her average life. Nothing has been. Pretty in Pink, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. She rocked out to Wham! Not a big Limp Bizkit fan. Never knew George was gay. Hope they'd hook up one day. Where's her fairy tale? Where's her dream? Where's the quarterback from her high school football team? Where's her fairy tale? Where's her dream? How many times will she ask herself what happened?
This could be a tricky one, because this is SR-71's version of 1985 from their album Here We Go Again. Now, the same year, Bowling for Soup released their version, and it was co-written with the Allen Brothers of SR-71 from Baltimore, Maryland. That actually was a recommendation by Polly Coconuts. I love that name, who is actually originally from Jersey, but went to school at a University of Maryland where he spent a lot of time listening to the bands in Baltimore. The dates are really close on this one, although I found a couple sources that do say that SR-71's version came out as a single before Bowling for Soup's version came out. But that's a good one to raise some discussion, and we'll come back to that in just a second. Before that, Once Bitten, Twice Shy by Ian Hunter, who is the former lead singer of Mott the Hoople, a band that really owes their biggest hit to David Bowie, All the Young Dudes. On that song, Ian Hunter is joined by Mick Ronson, who obviously worked very closely with David Bowie in some of those early days. And you can kind of hear the influence, although I think it sounds more like a Lou Reed or a post-Velvet Underground post-Velvet Underground kind of Lou Reed song there, as opposed to the kind of glam rock that Mott the Hoople had. That's Once Bitten, Twice Shy by Ian Hunter from his self-titled debut from 1975. So just like that, 1985 might raise some discussion on the message boards or on the website at coverville.com. This one, the next song I'm going to play, actually did come from that. Marissa, let me double check my notes here. Marissa emailed right after my Throwing Muses cover story to mention that Driving on 9 by the Breeders is actually a cover itself. The song was written by a group called Ed's Redeeming Qualities, which was another band that the Deal Sisters were friends with back there in Ohio. And this is the version that Marissa recommended I checked out. And it's very cool that this version is actually closer to the cover I played than the cover that's more famous by the Breeders. So right now I present to you the original version of Driving on 9, a Coverville correction right here. This is performed again by Ed's Redeeming Qualities from their 1995 live compilation, Big Grapefruit Cleanup Job.
Driving on 9, you could be a shadow. Need the street light behind my home. Driving on 9, I sure miss you. Past the motel, give a dog a bone. Driving on 9, looking for 138. Maybe I passed it. Go another mile. Driving on 9, you'll sure look pretty in Carson City. Walking down the aisle. Driving on 9, will you wear white? I sure hope not, but you might. Just to spite. Driving on 9, does your daddy have a shotgun? He said he'd never need one. Looking at the pine. Wondering if it's mine. Driving on 9, how old is Cindy? She sure looks like me. Send me a card. Just like stage fright, coming back
feeling I've been in here. But home is a feeling I buried in you, that I buried in you. I'm alright, I'm alright. It only hurts when I'm real. I'm alright, I'm alright. It only hurts when I'm real. When I'm real. It only hurts when I'm real.
A song that Melissa Etheridge covered on her album Lucky. That is Green Wheel with the original version of Breathe from their 2002 release Soma Holiday. And definitely a more rockin'. Well, you know, the instrumentation is pretty close, but the vocals, just having a man's vocal on there, really changes the song pretty dramatically. Before that, you heard Drivin' on 9, the original version there, by Ed's Redeeming Qualities from their 1995 album Big Grapefruit Cleanup Job. Real quick, the Breathe cover there by Green Wheel was a suggestion by Paul. Thank you, Paul, for suggesting that one. All right, we'll be back on Thursday night with the last episode of the month. It'll be a cover story, and I really... with all the excitement of the vacation and all that, I really didn't figure out who I was going to do a cover story for. So it'll be as much of a surprise to you as it is to me. but if you've got a recommendation or a suggestion, email me. You can email me at coverville, C-O-V-E-R-V-I-L-L-E, at gmail.com. You can call the request line, and I hope you do, at 206-222 cover, or post a message in the forums or on the weblog, or just send a smoke signal up in the air. You can do all of that at coverville.com, except for the smoke signal part. Like I said, we'll be back on Thursday night with a cover story of some sort or another. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. I really, really do appreciate it. And I swear I'll never take you for granted. I love doing these shows for you. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville, as always, is provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. This is not a recording.